Chapter 12.
As I understand it, the human sense of smell is somewhat underdeveloped in comparison with most other species. Sometimes I think that's a shame. There are attractive scents that might be even more alluring when given depth. But when the fragrance slithering into my nostrils is the obnoxious sort, I'm glad we can only smell so much. My trips to Rhodia, for example, gave me cause to be thankful for humanity's stunted olfactory nerves. Another time for such gratitude was 2 days after meeting Saket, when I was hunched in a Denan sewer, populated not only by waste, but also by things feeding on waste and thereby creating their own. We'd spent the previous day preparing madly for the liberation of Drusil Beforin, beginning by leaving a message at the Alliance dead drop that Major Derlin's team needed to move the Givens family to Omarith immediately. We then scouted the location and shopped for necessities, especially for R2's upgrade, but also some additional layers of clothing for quick changes. After not enough sleep and a quick breakfast, the early morning was spent on new contingencies we had thought of in the night, abort scenarios, and finally getting into position ahead of Drusil's arrival. Mentally reviewing the given greeting maths that Leia taught me distracted me somewhat from the fact that I was crouched in slime up to my ankles, and could almost feel spores of mold and mildew latching on to all available surface area inside my lungs. It was dark, except for the wan light streaming in through drainage grates around the corner, and I could hear creatures splashing in the water or scrabbling among the refuse in search of a meal, or maybe a way out. Something small screamed, cut off abruptly, and then something large belched. I stared at my new comm unit, willing it to squawk to life and tell me to move. Waiting around with nothing to do is terrible. But waiting around with nothing to do in the sewer is worse. I worried that the signal wouldn't get through the cement above me, and I'd miss my cue, bungling everything despite testing the link yesterday. Technology is always perfectly dependable until it isn't. But soon, I got a chirp that indicated R2 and Nakari were in their chosen positions, and a second chirp that told me that our target had been sighted approaching the cafe. These signals were no more than meaningless pings, free of any content that the Imperial security droid could reasonably interpret as a threat. They carried a wealth of information to me, however. The third chirp from R2 was a ready signal. In less than a minute, he would act. I pulled out my blaster and checked for perhaps the fifth time that it was dialed up to its maximum power, and rose from my squatting position, pressing my back against the wall of the tunnel. If the security droid detected my movement below now, that was fine. It would be a distraction from what R2 was doing, which was opening a tiny hatch on his dome to reveal a small ion blaster we had installed the day before. He would fire at the security droid and disable it, which was really key to the operation's success. Without its recorded memory and transmissions of the kidnapping in progress, the ISB security forces would have to rely on information given to them in real time by human resources. And Nakari was supposed to take care of that. The final chirp came, and I moved, turning the corner to my left and closing on a wide drainage grate located just off the curb of the cafe sidewalk and outdoor dining area. R2 must have fired and hit his target, for a sizzle and hiss of electric screams floated down, followed by a loud crash, percussive thumps, and then screams from the throats of various panicked beings. I added to the noise by firing repeatedly at the edges of the drainage grate until it fell away, leaving a hole down which one could fall or intentionally jump. By the time I was finished, some of the voices had faded. The people shouting had moved away from the exploding drainage grate and from droids falling out of the sky. It gave me the opportunity to be heard up above. "Drusil Beforin!" I yelled as loud as I could. "I'm from the Alliance, and we have your family! Please, hurry! Down here!" The Given moved with surprising swiftness. I heard her chair clatter to the sidewalk in her haste to join me. Her pale head appeared in the rectangular frame of the hole, and her cavernous eye sockets looked down, the slope of the brow suggesting that she was upset with me. I supposed I would never feel comfortable with her expression if it was fixed like that.
"Where is my family?"
she called. Her voice sounded muffled and sticky, as if she were speaking around a mouthful of nut butter. Maybe she was. She had been relaxing at a cafe, after all.
"On the way to Omarith, as you wished. We have to move quickly. Please, jump down."
She placed her toes at one edge, squatted, leaned forward until her hands gripped the opposite edge, then dropped down, hanging in the air for a moment before letting go to drop down the last half meter. Her knees bent, absorbing the impact, and then she stood and turned to regard me with those pit-like eyes, adjusting around her right shoulder the strap of a carry sack that had shaken loose during her swing down. It looked like she had a data pad in there at least, and perhaps some other things.
"I do not normally follow strange humans into dark places,"
she informed me.
"But considering the quick disposal of my security detail, the probability that you are who you claim to be is quite high."
"Greetings from the Alliance. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Luke Skywalker."
It was time to regurgitate the equation I'd memorized this morning.
"While we escape the remainder of your guards, would you mind giving me the eigenvalues and eigenvectors for the 3x3 matrix 1-3-3, then 3-5-3, and 6-6-4?
"I am charmed, Luke Skywalker. Well met."
I led her around the corner of the first turn, which would get us out of immediate sight of the street's drainage tunnel and into the sewer proper, but had only gone a few steps before her voice said behind me,
"To answer your question, the eigenvalues for that matrix would be 4-2, and -2 with the associated vectors square root of 6/6 times the vector 1, 1, 2, square root of 2/2 times the vector -1, 0, 1,